Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inn and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inn Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the Nash Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inn and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special Nash Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Welcome to Nash Next, The Journey. You ever thought about what happens to the person who wins a talent competition after they're crowned the winner? This 10-part podcast series will take you behind the scenes of how Cumulus Media's Nash Next 2016 was produced. We're going to follow Todd O'Neill on his road to his first record release on a major label, what it was like hearing that song for the first time on the radio, and basically kind of get a peek inside life of an emerging country star. Hi there, my name is Robert Mathers. I'm one of the producers of the Nash Next program. Let's start at the beginning. Let me tell you a little bit about who Cumulus Media is. We're the second largest radio broadcaster in the United States, and we reach over 11 million country fans weekly. In fact, Cumulus is number one for country music, and we designed Nash Next to be a multi-platform, emerging artist discovery competition, one that starts at the local level and then rises up to national prominence. That means we started looking for artists where they live and play their gigs every week. Now, we know there have been similar talent competitions like Nashville Star and The Voice and the ubiquitous American Idol. The grand prize on those shows was a record contract and maybe some talent coaching along the way. What Nash Next offers is something more, something that those other shows just can't offer. Here to explain is Cumulus Media Senior Vice President of Programming, Mike McVeigh.
You know, there's a lot of different competitions that have been on television or on radio where artists perform and compete to get a record deal. But there's no guarantee in those other competitions that their song will get played and that we'll receive any type of heavy exposure if it does get played, except with Nash Next. We're saying that part of what you win is a recording contract, production of a song, and it will be played on the radio regularly for a period of time and sold. And so it's not just, okay, you won, the rest is up to you. We're really taking the artist straight through.
Yeah, you heard that right. Guaranteed radio airplay and being with that artist every step of the way. You see, our program goes deeper. We start with a local artist. They enter through their local radio stations. And then we build a community around them. Here's Christina Albee, Chief Marketing Officer of Cumulus and Westwood One, to explain that a little more.
We did Nash Next because we realized that we started to build a very important franchise on behalf of Cumulus. And the whole concept of next, what's coming next, what would you like to see next? Everyone's curious about what's next. And we are in the entertainment industry. So when you ask the question, what's next from an entertainment standpoint and from a format standpoint, especially in country music, you embrace what's next. So we had done it the year prior. We had launched the concept of the Nash Next franchise, and we built upon it this year. And I think that it is a franchise, in the word next, that is translatable across all the different formats in our company.
We did Nash Next because country music probably has the most passionate audience out of any genre, and it's the fastest growing genre in the country. So why not tap into an audience that's incredibly connected to all the things that represent country, so family, morals, values, and becoming a big star. And you see some of the stars today, they start off in a place where you say, okay, they're great. And then within 2 seconds, they are Carrie Underwood, and they're sparkly and they're shiny. So I think it's one of those formats that lends that magical, there's something magic about country that can take you from point A, or let's say point Z, to point A overnight.
And that perspective was from Leslie Slender, promotions director at Nash FM in New York City and part of the Nash Next production team. Most of us have had that fame fantasy, right? The one where you're picked out of a crowd during the sixth inning to pitch for the Red Sox, or you get called to suit up during the half and quarterback for the Cowboys, or maybe you and your band get called on stage to sing because, well, your favorite act got stuck in traffic and couldn't play the gig. Now, the reality is most of us have day jobs and responsibilities, and we still make the effort for our passions and art. We just can't always get to where the action is. We can't always get to where we need to be seen. We at QMules recognized that and decided, well, we'd start by bringing this competition to you. Once again, Mike McVeigh.
You know, when Nash Next started, I mean, the entire idea was to find artists that would not normally have an opportunity to be found, and also artists that may not want to be discovered in the traditional way, meaning they weren't ready to move to Nashville, they might have had something in their life that kept them from making that sacrifice. Families, jobs, life in general. And so Nash Next went to them and gave them an opportunity to enter wherever they were and then move forward and start a career.
We asked Scott Borchetta from Big Machine Label Group what he was looking for.
We've partnered with Cumulus Broadcasting for all their country stations. I get so many texts, so many tweets, so many emails. How can I get discovered? And so this is a great opportunity to be able to get to the great radio stations across the country and to have a chance at a major recording contract.
What I loved about Cumulus being on the forefront of Nash Next is that we were out there trying to find the next best talent in country music. You know, there's a lot of ways you can get into country music. You can come to Nashville and sing in the bars on Broadway for 10 years and hope to get discovered, or you can become an overnight success after about 10 years of singing in the bars and hoping to get discovered.
And there's a guy who deals with it day in and day out. That was Charlie Cook. He's the vice president of country music programming for Cumulus and an integral part of the Nash Next production team. So here's how Nash Next 2016 worked. On July 5th, music legend Reba McEntire kicked the contest off across 68 Cumulus country radio stations.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire, inviting you to begin the journey of a lifetime. You can become the next great country star by signing up to compete for Nash Next.
Our stations then went on a recruitment drive to get local bands and solo artists to enter the competition. We asked each artist to submit an original song, and then 2 weeks later, fans rated their music.
Well, I thought I loved that blue-eyed boy. Yeah, he smiled real nice and was so polite. But then one day he just walked away. Took all my love and my heart.
Baby, all night. Well, hell yeah, baby. Gotta turn on a tone beam, baby. The way you move. Well, I can't help but be in love with you and your so damn beautiful.
That was a little bit of challenge one. Now for Challenge 2, which ran in early August, we asked artists to submit a countrified cover song. Take something and make it your own.
Put some sugar on me in the name of love. Put some sugar on me. Come on, fire me up now. Put some sugar on me. I can't get enough.
Keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
So after all the music for Challenge 2 was submitted, the fans were given another 2 weeks to rate those songs. And as an extra incentive, every listener who rated music was entered to win a trip to Nashville to be part of the finale. We had over 52,000 country music listeners rate the music and be part of our community. By the end of August, we had 715 artists who had entered Nash Next. Charlie Cook and I listened to every single track and processed each artist's fan rating. From there, we bundled up special packages for each of the participating radio stations. You see, each of those 68 markets was going to have their own local finale. It was either going to be a live or virtual battle of the band, so to speak. At each of them, they were going to have radio personalities, you know, the guys at the station, and then local celebrities would get together and determine who would be crowned that city's winner. So by mid-September, all of our radio stations had named their local winners. Charlie Cook and I assembled a panel of radio professionals from here at Cumulus and music experts from Big Machine Label Group. We took those 68 finalists and narrowed it down to 10. These are the artists who will be making their way from all over the country to Nashville, Tennessee to perform in our season finale event. Once again, Charlie Cook.
I went through everyone who entered, and I was amazed at how many are really, really talented. And then I was amazed at how many people really have a passion for getting into the country music singing business or performing business. I was thrilled to find that almost every market moved someone forward that really had a passion for country music and for performing. And I thought that I'd find a couple of nuggets in the group, but I was surprised at how many people really have a great deal of talent and have the aspiration to become a country music superstar.
On October 10th at 10 a.m. in the East, we announced the top 10.
The search for our next country superstar continues. Here are the top 10 Nash Next 2016 finalists. From Cincinnati, Alexis Gomez. From Macon, Trey Team.
It's gonna be one of those, I can feel it now. I know we're never gonna slow.
From New York City, Spin. From Indianapolis, Jake Dodds. From Nashville, The Young Fables.
How can we lose when it's me?
From Lafayette, Todd O'Neill.
Pick up the phone, I ain't gonna call. Girl, I got your number.
From Worcester, Ashley Jordan.
And I looked up and I asked God, why has this happened to me?
From Columbia, Missouri, Murphy's Ford.
I hate seeing you riding around in another man's truck with the windows down and the radio up, singing right along to every song that we used to sing.
Finally, from Tucson, Billy Shaw Jr.
Put some sugar on me in the name of love.
These talented artists are headed to Nashville for the Nash Next 2016 finale on October 25th at the Mercy Lounge. Nash Next 2016, hosted by Country Inns and Suites.
Let's take a short break to thank our sponsor, and then we'll tell you all about the finale. Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inn and Suites. While emerging country artists take the stage at Nash Next live from the lobby, Country Inn & Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com/military. I asked Katie Searles, part of the Nash Next production team, to talk a little bit about what we did for the artists the night before the finale.
We hosted a welcome reception in Nashville the day before the finale, and it was so incredible to see that these artists had already researched their what should be competitors, but they also, it became very clear that they already respected them as musicians. They all stayed at the same Country Inns and Suites hotel together, and I know from that they really got to have, you know, jam sessions and really get super excited for the finale the next day. And you know, they really did largely cheer each other on, despite the fact that it was, quote unquote, a competition, that ultimately there would be a winner.
Now, for those of us putting the show on, we were a tightly wound compendium of focus, slightly nervous energy. Would the stage be finished on time? Would the artist show up on time? Would the crowd show up on time? Would the crowd show up at all? Would our judges show up on time? Would the show run the way it was supposed to? Would everything work just right? Next week, we'll hear about Todd's experience through Nash Next. He was just as nervous as we were.
If I know I have something to do the next day, I barely sleep. And it could be something as small as, you know, go run errands, pay bills, whatever. You know, whatever I have to do that. If I have to do something, I'm waking up every hour on the hour. And so when I went to sleep that night, I slept for a couple hours, and then I was up every hour on the hour. And was really just too excited to sleep. You know, that anticipation of getting to that finale was just... It was almost unbearable. So I didn't sleep that much. I got up. I ate a healthy breakfast. You know, I was watching what I was eating, what I was drinking, and, you know, I was doing the green tea and everything that I thought was just perfect for that night. And we actually, to get my mind off of things, I hung out with some bandmates, and we actually went shopping, bought an outfit for the competition. You know, I'm that guy. And, you know, just tried to do everything that I could to keep my mind off of the competition before we got to soundcheck. You know, when I went in there and heard those other guys warming up, that's when the nerves really turned on. I thought soundcheck would calm me down. It did the complete opposite, you know. So it was just a really nerve-wracking day, man.
Here it is, the night of October 25th, 2016, and in front of a packed house and celebrity judges Danielle Bradbury, Big Machine Label Group Scott Borchetta, Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts, and our very own Kix Brooks of Brooks & Dunn and American Country Countdown, each of these artists played their hearts out. Now, I can tell you, the energy in the room that night was concentrated enough to, I'd say, power most of Tennessee. It really didn't matter that there was a historic presidential election just 2 weeks away. All the focus in that room was on Nash Next. In fact, the only thing that trended higher in Music City that night on Twitter than hashtag Nash Next was Game 1 of the World Series.
The only time you'll hear Ozzy and Charlie together in one arrangement. That's ambitious.
Who sets my world on fire?
All together, really great performance.
Give me all the money could buy.
This is going to be one of the contenders, everybody.
I'll pick up the phone. I ain't going to call.
Here's some other perspectives of how the finale went. Once again, from Nash FM in New York, Leslie Slender.
Sparkly, exciting. You know, all I can think of is just lots of people and balloons and knowing that, you know, you look at the panel of judges that we had and you felt that energy of, let's say, an American Idol or The Voice. You know, you felt that Nash Next was right there aligned with those programs. And then also to see the interaction of those judges, Kix Brooks with Jay and Scott Borchetta. I mean, it was a rock star lineup. So to know that, you know, you're bringing in from all people in from over the country into Nashville to experience that, that's a pretty cool deal if you're an artist, a new up-and-coming artist.
The finale event was kind of awesome. It was better than I had ever thought it would be because we had 10 bands from across the country, but when we lined them up, act after act, they were... you know, really supportive of each other. We created an environment where they got to know each other. And I sensed a camaraderie that came across in the performances at the event. Yes, they were in a competition, but they were in it together. And I also think it's something really nice about the country music family in general. There's a lot of support. And then the fans are very passionate. They had a lot of their families driving 8 to 12 hours to come and watch them perform. And the audience was supporting what was happening on stage as well. And it was a packed room. When the winner was chosen, it was Todd O'Neill, he made the room feel him when he performed. And all the other artists did a really great job and they deserved to be there. But Todd was a winner in so many other ways than just winning the contest that night. He was amazing.
And there was Cumulus Chief Marketing Officer Christina Albee talking about our extraordinary finale. About halfway through the show, Todd O'Neill took his place on stage. His band started the opening chorus to his song, I Got Your Number. And you could see the energy shift. Everyone was fixated on Todd's voice and his performance.
I got no reason for believing you're by yourself tonight. And I know you better than you even know yourself. That's right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When am I gonna pick up the phone? I ain't gonna call. Girl, I got your number. Yeah, yeah. I know your game, it's always the same. I ain't gonna call, cause girl, I got your number.
I asked Todd to try to remember what was going through his head during the performance.
Buddy, that's when everything calmed down for me. When I saw that crowd and I got out, and I probably sang the first two lines, and I felt my whole body just relax. I relaxed. You know, I've always said this, I'm at home on stage. And when I got on that stage in front of the crowd, I said, you know what, I'm gonna be me, I'm gonna do my thing. You know, that adrenaline pumping through you, it fuels you. I was just happy to be there, really, honestly. And feeding off the crowd, feeding off of the excitement and everything, I put everything that I had into that one song, and I think it reflected. I think the crowd saw that.
Absolutely, obviously. You finished the song. Was there a moment of decompression there, or were you still wound up because there were four acts after you?
I don't think I calmed down until about 3 days after. But yeah, you know, a sense of relief, like, you know what? I made it through. I didn't flub any of the lyrics. The band did great. You know, so I can totally relate to the decompression. You know, man, I'm still super, super excited about everything. So
after each artist performed, they were given a brief critique from one of the judges.
You know, Danielle Bradbury was actually the one to say, she said, to have your voice, your kind of voice, that kind of rasp and soul, but still have a lot of power to it. I thought that was one of the best compliments anybody could ever give. And just looking at that panel of judges and being there with those guys, you know, Scott Borchetta and Jay DeMarcus and Kix Brooks. I mean, Kix Brooks was one of my heroes coming up. You know, I was in the Brooks and Dunn fan club, and so much that I wanted to say to him, but I was kind of, you know, being reserved. But, you know, man, I really wasn't counting my chickens until they hatched, kind of deal. Was just taking it all in, and actually out in the crowd after, just the praise coming from the people out in the audience, and soaking all that in, really, and just enjoying the fact that they liked what I did.
All right, so here's what happened at the end. Final artist performs. Trent Harmon goes up to entertain the crowd. Well, I took the judges into the green room. We had a big burly guy stand on the other side of the door to keep people out. And inside, we facilitated a musical conclave for what I'm sure felt like an eternity to the artists. Scott Borchetta, Jay DeMarcus, Danielle Bradbury, and Kix Brooks really talked about the finer points of each of the performances. We all looked at the numbers from the score sheets. Everybody triple-checked what their intuition was, and a clear winner emerged. So just before 11 p.m. Central Time, I handed an envelope to our hosts, Ty Bentley and Kelly Ford. Imagine working on something for years, and it all comes down to one moment, one performance. All that hard work hinging on just a few words. Some people might expect it. Some people might feel vindicated or even superior. Not Todd O'Neill.
Just to be, you know, selected out of everybody in the country, man, that's huge, huge. And it's very humbling and very rewarding. You know, it's nice. It's really nice to do something for so long. And I've been doing this for like 15 years now. And to be rewarded, if you will, or, you know, win a competition like this, it really makes you feel good about what you've done and what you're doing.
I asked some of our NashNext team to reflect on what the experience, the overall NashNext experience, was like for them. Let's start with Christina Albee.
The experience was exhausting. It was exciting, and it was a very prideful experience. There's stories of people who truly are dedicating their life to becoming an artist, and they're putting everything into it, all their hopes and dreams, but also from a financial standpoint, and it impacts themselves and it impacts their family. And when I would hear stories about artists who participated in this program, even along the way, just the fact that they were participating in the program, that it was helping them put food on their table and they could buy groceries and that they were getting more gigs, just really felt good about supporting the artist in a way that we didn't initially think that we were benefiting artists. You know, you think that they're doing it for the fame and the fortune, but they're really doing it to make a living.
And here again is Charlie Cook.
So the exciting part for me, being the guy who works with all of the Cumulus Country radio stations, was to see their excitement in finding somebody in their local market and then hoping they bubble up to become one of the finalists. And then finally, as I said, Todd O'Neill.
You get to meet unsigned artists from all around the country who have been pursuing this in their dreams for a really long time. You get to hear them and see them hear their own music on the radio for the first time, and their excitement is just truly infectious. They, you know, either can't stop screaming or jumping up and down, or some even burst out into tears, and it's just such a special moment that you get to feel like you are a part of, getting to make their dream become a reality. So much of NashNext is about family in a bunch of different ways, from, you know, everyone that's involved in the planning team and how closely we work, to the artists really do build such a camaraderie between themselves.
And that was Katie Searles, member of the Cumulus Westwood marketing team and a producer of NashNext. And I want to share with you something that Kelly Ford, she's one of the hosts of Mornings with Ty Kelly and Chuck, heard every day on Cumulus Country Radio Station.
Kix, when he got up on stage as one of the judges, just put it in the best way. Like, everybody up there, they all said they loved music. And the great thing about that group of contestants, they're always going to be in this because they love it for the music. They're
that's
not
right.
Doing it to be famous. They love the music.
And that's a good place for us to stop for our first episode. Next week on NashNext, The Journey, Todd will talk about his Hammond, Louisiana roots and describe what life was like growing up.
I come from a big family. I'm the baby of four. And my house was kind of crazy at times.
And over the rest of this series, Todd will tell us how he got to NashNext. We'll hear about the recording of his first song, and we're going to stop in on some of the NashNext Live from the Lobby at Country Inn & Suites tour stops. You can subscribe to this podcast in the iTunes Store or wherever you consume podcasts. This episode of NashNext, The Journey, was written and produced by Charlie Cook and me with help from Katie Searles. You can find NashNext on Twitter at NashNext. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/NashNext. And our website, NashNextPresents.com. I'm Robert Mathers. Thank you for listening.